I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Tuesday, May 11th. Of course we do. We'll only have three more days till Friday. So exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Morning, I swear I wish somebody would tell me the food, that's all I want.
I'll never get it.
Wish somebody would tell me, oh, that's all I want.
I wish somebody would tell me, oh, that's all I want. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'll remember.
You get it next week.
No, well, maybe later today even. I mean, tell me that's not the last time you're going to play that today. Come on. It's May.
It's May.
It's Alice. Thanks for being here. It's lovely outside. I hope you get a chance to step outside and enjoy it. Not as hot as yesterday, too, which is nice.
You have sun right now?
Sure do, yeah.
I'm fully overcast.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, I can see the fog on the line, on the hill line, Vin, so I'm buffered by it. I'm in a valley. You're right there on the beach. This look at the trash, it's brought to you by Dell Technologies. That's all.
Okay.
The computer voice will tell you it's a place where you can get computer things and clouds. Thank you, Melinda. The Golden Globes. We'd heard there's some problems with it. Mm-hmm. One of the problems is, turns out you could buy an award. Like, these people were hands open for bribes, knives out for bribes.
Taking with both hands.
Just, sure. Oh, what do you got? Oh, sure. God, I loved your movie. You were going to win anyway. You didn't even need to pay us. But thanks.
But you know where I want to watch it? In another country. On a yacht. Like, that's the kind of stuff they're doing. They're taking trips to go see movies that are fully funded. This is a joke.
Yeah.
Freaking joke.
I want to be on Jeff Bezos' yacht. All right. Well, let's see if we can make that happen. I can get you the support yacht's good. I'll go on the support yacht. It's fine. NBC has said, you canceled Golden Globes. Tom Cruise mailed his awards back. Here's the story. The Golden Globes may be a thing of the past. They canceled the Globes for this year, this coming year, 2022, because we've already seen it. Didn't they already air it this year? They got no ratings anyway. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I'm psyched because I wish they'd find more corruption in the awards world. Like, the fewer award shows there are for me to watch, the happier I am as a human being. I hate award shows. This was the fun one, though, I will say. You know, people sitting around tables, drinking, eating, stumbling,
really
working their way through tables to get up to the stage.
That they've been able to establish this award show. And we've all sat there listening to them thank the Hollywood foreign press with no idea what that means or what it is or why they've been put in a position to choose the best movies or the best. Like, who are they? Who are these people?
Well, they're a bunch of white people. There are zero black members.
Right. And that's what we are now finding out.
Yeah. It's not a... it's just the further you deep, the stinkier the soil gets. It's weird. So there's a growing list of controversies, including severe lack of diversity, preferential treatment, misuse of funds, allegations of sexism and abuse. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, HFPA, they put on the Globe. They were originally under fire when it was revealed they had zero black members. And things have only gotten worse from there. NBC's decision means that there will not be a Golden Globes broadcast in 2022. They are leaving the door open for a possible return in 2023. The network said, "We continue to believe that the HFPA is committed to meaningful reform. However, change of this magnitude takes time and work, and we feel strongly that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association needs time to do it right. If the organization executes on its plan, we are hopeful we can air the show in January of 2023. In response, the HFPA released a timeline for its transformational change. It includes increasing membership by 50% by the end of this year, giving the new members immediate voting rights, and addressing its internal issues. I'm going to say it might be too late, because when Tom Cruise sends back his awards, you know you've stepped in it.
Uh-oh.
Tom Cruise said yesterday that he took his three Golden Globes, hocked them into a box, and mailed them back.
That's awesome.
Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, they're speaking, and many others are speaking out against the Hollywood Foreign Press Association demanding change. Over the weekend, Netflix, Amazon, WarnerMedia, and HBO cut ties with the Globes.
Wow.
And given the rise of streaming, that's about as big of a blow as NBC dropping the actual broadcast. They are saying, we're going to try and undo this damage by enacting our transformational changes. But if the Globes aren't televised until 2023, will anyone even care anymore? And only under 7 million people tuned in to watch them. NBC can get better ratings with random dramas, random repeats of dramas. They've got all those Chicago shows, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago
PD.
PD. All right.
So let me ask you a question. I'm actually not trying to be a smartass. I am curious. So this foreign press, are any of those people foreign?
I have no idea who these people
are.
Are
these people from Beverly Hills? Like, is that what we're talking
about? We sometimes visit foreign countries.
That's just right. But that's not, I mean, are we talking about the foreign press? So are we talking about a reporter from a French newspaper? Or are we talking about, like, what are we talking about?
I mean, that would be my assumption, right? But can someone look, research department, let's find out, like, who... Is it that Charlie Hezbollah, you know, that one newspaper in France that was under attack? Like, is that what we're talking about? Like, people all around them?
I can't remember it.
Somebody's yelling it out. But is this people from a Chinese newspaper and an Australian newspaper and Belgium's newspaper? Like, is that... What is this, their reviews of movies?
I guess what it comes down to is we've all sat there and when you hear the Hollywood Foreign Press, you think, well, that must be a big deal.
How hoity-toity.
Right, you do. I mean, look, I hate to say it. I'm born here and I'm not well-traveled. So to me, it's unknown. It just is this entity that floats above me, I guess, when I watch a show like that. And I hear them thanking the Hollywood Foreign Press, and I think that must be legit.
Found that it's kind of confusing, but...
Yeah, of course it is.
Give us money. We'll clear it right up
It's
for
about
you.
A group of around 90 writers who need only produce a handful of pieces for a foreign publication each year to qualify for a membership.
Oh. So this could be Americans writing stories that appear in other places. We're from Hollywood. But we put stuff in foreign press.
We don't need this back.
And then we don't. I agree. We have too many award shows as it is.
HFPA.org.
Yeah, all right.
Not working.
No. Well.
It does. This article I found says some members are legitimate journalists and critics whose work can be found in major newspapers and magazines. Many are just junketeers who seem more interested in getting a picture with their subject and asking questions.
Oh.
So some guy named Frank Benicia is, you know...
I love junkets, so I'll go on one.
I'm happy to go do that.
And did you just say there's only 90 members?
That's what it says.
There's 90 people who vote on these awards that we all watch?
Yeah, that seems very small for the amount of movies
I thought the Academy is small. But I mean, if it were, then it has 10 times as many members.
Well, the wiki says... The HFPA consists of 90 members from approximately 55 countries.
Oh.
So I don't
Yeah. So maybe they are actually it foreigners.
Says that. Well, it says that. Right. And that's what they probably
told. Well, again, sure. I mean, the FPA can say whatever they want, right?
Now that they've finally looked into it, it appears this thing's coming unraveled.
Take
so
down
good.
The website. Take down the website.
Yeah.
Good.
NBC has canceled the awards ceremony, the televising of that, and everyone is jumping in line with that. So I'm just sharing it.
What bothers me about that in general, and we see this stuff in sports too, a lot of the bowl games for college football, they're big money, and people have these jobs that are for the one game a year. Their whole job is to politic and get sponsors and raise this money, and they're on the take, and they get busted for it all the time. And spending money in the name of business, that isn't business. That's a strip club, dude. What are you talking about?
I got to wine and dine these people, and what they wanted was to wine and dine at the strip club.
Right, whatever.
They love chicken wings. It's weird. I don't know. The girls just happen to be there.
They get away with it for long enough, and they just think this is their life now.
This is how I live.
What? Right. And so it's what? The same with, I'm sure, these people, this whole, well, yeah, not only do I meet all the celebrities, but
I meet
get
them on
all
yachts.
Kinds of trips and money, right. and look at this jacket.
So this article I found a different one from 2015, and this person was able to find some people in the Hollywood Foreign Press, and they list their name and the country they're from. Oh. So there's Brazil, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Canada, United Kingdom, Spain, so I get Malaysia, so I guess it kind of, but this article is also saying that you don't have to do a lot of work. Like, one person only produced 5 articles, and then they're somehow in
they're this, a voting member of this body,
whereas others have posted 25 articles or pictures or whatever.
I need more than even 25 articles. I need this person to be a writer who writes.
Obviously, you can tell who got their way in. And then one person goes, this person's a mystery. Couldn't find anything on them. And then just goes to the next person.
The mystery people.
This is from 2015.
Yeah, that concerns us.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't. Well, actually, you know what? It doesn't concern me. I don't care. Tom Cruise, I'm with you. Huck the things in a box and ship them back. Here's your stupid awards. They're meaningless. They were bought.
Well, that's part of it is, you know, and I get that it might be neat to be recognized publicly as being great at what you do. And we've heard it allows you to get better jobs. And so there is some other stuff that, you know, comes out of this corruption. But ultimately, Tom Cruise, your life's pretty damn great. You don't need a little trophy. And that's what he, I hope, is saying when he mails them back is, I'm good. The public likes my movies, and I want to keep making them, and so I'm just going to try to be on the up and up here.
Yeah, I don't want any part of this thing. It seems like there might be a rotten underbelly.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it because I don't want to pick Hooman out of, but couldn't you just see Hooman going, well, I'm in the running for the next Hollywood Foreign Press job.
Totally.
I mean, I could just totally see him being like, wait, I'm the foreign press guy from Iran. What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I live in America. Saying. What about it?
That's like the perfect description, Vinny. Is like, that's what this article was saying that people
how is
are
Hooman
doing.
Not in the Hollywood Foreign Press?
I know. That's, I believe
how is this
me.
Not? I don't understand how he didn't wrangle his way onto this. I mean, he even makes movies. He could have, I mean, yeah, he could have totally won 5 Golden Globes for Olive. Oh my god. Oh, we joked that movie was made 10 years ago. I think it was actually made more than 10 years ago.
Yeah, longer than that now.
No, it's about 10 years.
Oh,
still, man. We're at the 10 year mark.
I think it's
at
10 years exactly now.
Jesus. We used to joke it was 10, you know, it's been. Okay. Sometimes you should just stop explaining stuff. Just stop talking. Because the more you talk and the more you explain stuff, the guiltier you seem. This is just my opinion. The Kentucky Derby guy, this Bob Baffert dude.
Yeah.
Dude, stop doing interviews. Stop talking to people. Just stop. Just
shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. This Bob Baffert is the trainer of Medina Spirit. Now, if you don't follow horse racing, you might not know that Medina Spirit was the Kentucky Derby winning horse who failed a drug test. And it's not surprising because as you read more about this guy, he's been implicated in many drugging and fixing of horses. even the very little I know about horse racing in my life, it's like you can go adopt a 3-year-old thoroughbred that's been, its legs have been pin-fired and it's had nerves removed from its legs and just anything to get that thing to run, because there's a small window when these horses are their fastest. And but you would think, and look, we used to go to the
Sounds
races
awful.
At the fair. It's awful. It's horrible. There's horrible abuses. There are probably really great training stables where they don't do this, and it's all about the training, and it's all about the breeding and the horse and, you know, whatever. But these are, the horses are a commodity that are only useful. They're like baby tigers with a slightly longer shelf life. And on the fair circuit, which is the really low level thing where people just, it's betting and that's all it is. And these people are trying to get their horses ready to run. The abuses are wild. But by the time you get up to the level where you're going to be in going for the Triple Crown in this high end, you'd think that they would have weeded these people out. But not this Bob Baffert. Made it right through. So Kentucky Derby winning horse Medina Spirit failed a drug test. They're saying if he fails one more, they're going to revoke the win, which I would think one would be enough, but okay.
No, the way I think I saw this on ESPN, the way it goes is they take a sample, they divide it in two. The first test of that sample is tested, and if they get a positive, then they test the second sample. And if that's positive, you've got a positive. If it's negative, then they consider the first one a false positive.
Oh.
So there's
a whole science behind it.
There's a method to it, but you're right so far that this guy has this in his history for sure.
So here's an example of why he shouldn't talk. He just really needs to quiet down. He said one of the testing issues was created by a groom. That is a person who handles the day-to-day work inside stalls. They clean the horse. They clean the horses. So it's a groom. They work on the horse.
Okay.
One of them peed, according to Baffert, one of them peed in Medina Spirit's stall after taking some cough medicine, and the horse ate the contaminated hay, which led to a positive test.
Hmm.
This is so...
Seems like it could happen.
Okay. Does it? Does it seem like it could
maybe.
Happen
that
the guy would pee sure. in the horse's food and the horse would eat the
maybe.
Food?
Maybe. I mean, I care for the horse. I love this horse. I don't want to leave the horse. I'll just go right here.
He also claims that positive tests in the past have been because the grooms use a lidocaine cream on their hands before handling the horses, and then somehow the horses ate their hands or licked their hand. I don't know what happened with that. He's saying it's the grooms and it's the things that the grooms use and that the grooms ingest, and that's how, and then they pee on the horse's food, and because that's always happening, people peeing in horses' stalls. This guy's been everywhere complaining about the situation. In one interview, he said the horse is a victim of cancel culture.
What?
Oh my gosh. I just don't understand him. Just, there is a time to stop talking. And that time was, I don't know, a week ago. Just shh. Let them do their thing. Quiet. Because now, I didn't know this guy's name. Never even heard of this guy. I could care less about some trainer's name in the Kentucky Derby. And I love horses.
The question remains now whether or not they're going to allow him to run that horse, since they've only, because it'll take a while to get
right.
the second test done. Whether or not they'll allow him to run the next race in the Triple Crown, which I think is the Preakness.
Yeah.
So that's now they have to wait. Whoever's in charge of the Preakness gets to decide if this guy can run.
I say no. This guy's but hearing him blame it on a cough syrup drinking groom who peed in a stall and then the horse ate the hay. Come on.
Yeah, it's
obvious to me. I'm not in that world. Like, this guy's just talking too much. Anyone talking this to saying that cancel culture's coming after his horse? Shut up. Anyway, next story.
All right.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he's back.
After 3,000 days of not being on the field, I think they said it was like 3,060 days or something. He's back. You know, Bryn showed me this morning. He's not going to be a quarterback or anything. He's going to be a tight end. But Bryn showed me a picture of him. You know, it's kind of a wonder he's not going to come back as a quarterback. Do you have that video?
I don't. Let me see if I can find it.
Anyway, it's Tim Tebow. Someone tosses, he snaps in the ball, and he goes back and he throws it, and it's wobbling end over end and hitting the ground. And I thought, wow, maybe should have been a tight end all along. I don't know.
No, and you know what? In Florida Gators history, he's a big deal. So in college football, he was awesome. He just didn't make it in the pros.
Well, listen, he's joining the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they signed him to a one-year contract in Florida, where he's very popular. And
you know what? Not only is the college he went in Jacksonville, so that's he's very popular in that town, but that's his old coach. The guy who's taken over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is great. At age 33, maybe he'll... And by the way, he's not guaranteed a spot. They sign him for a one-year deal, and then he goes through training camp and tries out for the team.
Got to make the team, right?
Got to make the team. So he'll be competing for a chance on the roster. Good luck to him. I'm sure
Got to catch the ball.
Good, sure, you do.
Run out there and catch that ball. What? You can't keep dropping that ball.
Nope.
You got to catch that
one
ball.
One more drop, and you're cut, my friend. Knives Out, they're going to do a sequel. It's a totally different mystery, but the same investigator, the Southern detective, played by Daniel Craig, Benoit Blanc. That. Yeah, that was the first one's such a good movie. They've just added Dave Bautista to the sequel. He's the guy who plays Drax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's great. He's been in a million things, but he's just great in that. In all those movies. So he's joined. I'm not seeing what he's going to play, but it's in production and they're casting it. It's going to be another big star-studded one, so it's excellent. And I'm totally out of time. Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff, including... Sorry.
Oh, take your time.
It's National Eat What You Want Day, and so I'll tell you some of the things that people will be eating that, you know, when they have the chance. Anyway, and more after this.
And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.